Hello, hello, everybody. This is Paul. We are by ourselves today. Quite funnily enough, Connor and I have tried to schedule a time to record for the past 2 weeks, and they have fell through every time. So I decided to just do it myself.
I gotta close my door. I gotta close these doors real quick because I have the window open. And it's kind of making the doors wave around a bit, making some noise. So,
also, I guess if there's any loud car sounds, it's because a loud vehicle is driving down the street. But yeah, I have the window cracked. It's like 40. Yeah, it's 47 degrees. It feels really nice. So I'm trying to get some fresh air into the place. I have some guests visiting tonight. I'll kind of get into that a little later in the episode. I think, you know what? I'll get to it now. There's no structure for today's show, so I can do whatever I want. Yeah, so I have some friends coming over tonight. This is the second time that I'm having visitors at my new apartment. I have been living here, what is it? It's March 17th. So I moved in. It's been a little under 2 months. I signed the lease on Friday the 19th in January, but then I went on vacation and then I got back on the 28th. So I've been living here since January 28th and today is March 17th. So it's getting there 2 months. And yeah, the first time I had some people over was for our book club. I don't know if I've talked about it already, but we all came over here for book club, played some games, had some drinks, talked about the book. The book was The Martian by Andy Weir, which is an incredible and really good book. I read another novel of his before that, Project Hail Mary, which is also extraordinarily well. The Martian might sound familiar because there's that movie in 2016 that starred Matt Damon. Pretty good film. I actually watched it with one of the members of the club before everyone else got there. But very good novels. Andy Weir, it's really cool with his novels because they're science fiction. They take place out in space or whatever, and a lot of science is included throughout the story, but it's done in a very, I guess, readable way. And the science community, so just a quick synopsis of The Martian, this guy, he's with his crew, they're on Mars, he gets left behind, he has to live on Mars, and there's a bunch of things that happen in between, and then he ends up trying to get back home. And there's a lot of science involved in that, whether it's, how the crew needs to redo their orbit of their ship, or how Mark Watney, the main character, has to do all this stuff to survive on the planet. And any of the science introduced in the book, same goes for Project Hail Mary, the science is accurate, which is really, really cool. So the science community have said, hey, if this were to happen, if there was a man who were to be trapped on Mars, and this was the play of events that kind of followed, scientifically, how it is written in the book and how it's described is accurate. That's how it would happen in real life. And there's a lot of respect for Andy Weir because, yeah, he introduces these science scenarios in his novels that are not only intriguing for the reader, but they're science accurate. So it's really cool. Anyway, I'm done rambling on about the book. Anyway, yeah, book club was really fun. Played like my Xbox 360 that I bought some games for recently. So, you know, some Call of Duty World at War Zombies, a lot of fun. But it was really fun just having some people over and kind of end of the night playing board games and drinking and you know, the whole nine yards. But anyways, tonight in about four-ish hours, I'm having some people over and, you know, some similar things will occur as last time that I had people over here, such as playing some video games and board games, drinking a little bit. It is St. Patrick's Day, so I did have to buy an 8-pack of Guinness. It was my obligation as one with Irish heritage. So I will be cracking open a Guinness in a couple hours. I could crack one open now, but it's 2 o'clock and I'm not ready for that. But, you know, we're going to drink, play games, laugh, chat. And the big event for today, it's not book club because our book club doesn't meet for another month. And these are people, not everyone's in book club. So some people are coming over tonight who aren't in book club, which is great. Because I shouldn't just be hanging out with the five people that are in book club. But to the big event tonight is we're doing the Hot Ones Challenge. For those of you unaware of Hot Ones, it is... So there's First We Feast, YouTube channel on... Well, I guess, yeah, on YouTube. A channel on YouTube, First We Feast. And there's been the show, started 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't know. They're at like their 24th, 25th, 26th season. They've been doing it a long time. Hosted by Sean Evans. And what he does is he sits down with celebrities and they eat 10 wings, increasingly getting hotter as they go. It's a brilliant interview strategy. I've actually watched quite a few Hot One videos. And the interviewees have stated before, like, he's like, dude, you're a great interview. Like, how did you even get that question? You know, he does a lot of good research and the questions are really cool. And then there's the whole thing on top of all of it that while they're answering and asking these questions, they're also eating very hot wings. So it's a great, it's I love it. It's a great way to see those interactions. And he's had, yeah, a ton of A-class celebrities, Gordon Ramsay, Shaquille O'Neal, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Cera, Charlie Day. I could go on, but my mind's blanking because there's so many famous people. John Boyega, Billie Eilish. I mean, it's a lot of famous people. The Jonas Brothers, Jack Black. So it's a very popular show. And each season, they introduce some new hot sauces. So there's always one that's been staying the same since, I think, season 2 or 3, and it's called Da Bomb. It's the seventh sauce, and it always kills pretty much anyone who eats it. But they usually rotate out other sauces, which I think is a good thing for, like, I guess the hot sauce community. I don't know a lot about the hot sauce community, but it's a good way for advertising for those people, and they do a good job at rotating sauces and bringing in new I guess styles of sauce. Anyway, I bought maybe like season 21 or 22 or season 20 hot sauces. I bought them at the my last semester in college. So it's been over a year since I bought these hot sauces. But I bought the season, came with all 10 bottles, starting with just the First We Feast classic hot sauce. So they also make some of their own hot sauces, the company, the channel First We Feast. And they usually have 3 featured in. They're usually the first sauce, the middle sauce, and the final one. But, you know, it has 10 sauces, getting hotter and hotter as you go. And that's what we're doing tonight. I think 5 of us have opted in. Yes, there's 5 of us that are going to be doing it tonight. Two people are sitting out, which is understandable. And we're going to eat some hot wings. So next episode, you'll hear the results of that. And I guess if you don't get a next episode, it's because I've passed. But I'm excited for it. I think it'll be an interesting thing. I've watched so many of those YouTube videos. I'm like, oh, I could do that. I could totally do that. But I don't know. I think that's me having a big ego. The thing is, I do go with spicy food. So I eat a lot of different Asian styles of food, whether it's Thai or Chinese, Korean, whatnot, Indian food. And if I can get it spicy, I generally get it pretty spicy. Usually on a scale of 1 to 5, I usually at least always say 4. Sometimes I'll say 5, and I'm usually okay with that. I like spicy foods. Thing is, hot foods are different. So hot sauces are different than just spicy food. So I don't know, you know, I get, like, today I had eggs with banana peppers, some shredded cheese, and I threw a bunch of Tabasco sauce on it, but I know that doesn't even compare. Let's just do a quick Google search. So Tabasco sauce, Scoville. So hot sauces are rated on the Scoville rating, I think, because the Scoville pepper was like a really hot pepper a while back. I don't know. Anyway, the Tabasco is at a rating of 2.5 to 5,000, whereas the last hot sauce in the challenge that we're doing today. So keep in mind, 2.5 to 5,000, that's your, oh my gosh, that's I just saw the number. So Tabasco sauce, 2,500 to 5,000. I do that very easily. I like Tabasco sauce. The last sauce that I'll be eating tonight, I guess if I get to number 10, if I don't tap out, the last dab by First We Feast is at a rating of more than 2.5 million Scoville heat units. Oh boy. Oh, I don't like looking that up. I don't like seeing that. Oh, I'm tearing up. That's ridiculous. Well, we'll see how I do. Like I said, there'll probably be a follow-up episode where I get more in depth on my experience eating hot wings. But yeah, that's the night. We're going to play games, eat wings, celebrate some St. Paddy's with a Guinness, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good night. Anyway, moving on. Just a lot of things I want to chat about, I guess. Because I feel like, I mean, we did the episode, Connor and I, and then Connor had his little like 40-second episode. But since January, we've had about a total of, we've had a total of not even 2 hours worth of talking time since we took a little break there. Which was very nice. I will admit, having a break from the show was extremely, extremely, I don't want to say beneficial, because that sounds like, I mean, it was. I enjoyed having some time off, and despite this being a thing that I do just because I want to do it, sometimes you got to take a break from those types of things. And we might do that more often. I don't know, Connor and I, we might take an occasional break. But, and you know, we were both very busy during the time, just with life. But it's good to be back. I'm happy to be recording again. So I haven't got into depth too much with my apartment, but everything's moved in. I got everything I need to buy. I bought a new, so the last thing that I needed to buy was like porch stuff. So I bought some chairs and an outdoor table, and then I bought this outdoor rug to go out on the porch because I'm on the third story. And if you look through, like down the bottom of the porch, it's wooden planks, and you can see through the cracks and see the porches below you. And I thought that was kind of, well, you know, I don't want to look down and see the people underneath me, I guess, if that makes sense. I feel like it's kind of weird. So I bought an outdoor rug, and the outdoor rug's really, really nice. It's this tan rug. I had to measure the porch up there. I got a perfect size rug. It's really nice. Trying to think of the other kind of last minute purchases I made. There's not a whole lot. That was the last thing that kind of wrapped up. Oh, and I bought a lamp. I had a lamp on one side of the couch, but I had to buy a floor lamp to go on the other side to not only balance out the lighting, but also because there's no overhead light where the couch is. So I needed the light bulb in that corner of the room. But been really happy with the apartment. I've enjoyed living in this place, and I've definitely made it. I've made it an extension of me. There are knickknacks and paintings and Legos everywhere you look. So you know for certain when you walk in here that this is my apartment. But really happy with the place. Been doing so I got this Factor subscription. So you may have heard of HelloFresh. They deliver food to you, you cook the meals, it's great. There's a sister company of theirs called Factor, where you get meals shipped to you, but they're already prepared, they're already made. You just have to microwave them for 2.5 minutes. So I've been doing that, so I don't really have to cook a whole lot, which has been kind of nice. Now I have done some cooking. I made with Austin, we've made a chicken thighs and bacon grease, and then shallots and onions and potatoes, and it's hard. I don't even know what it was called, but it was good. And you know, I've made the pastas. Obviously, I eat a lot of pasta. I've made omelets and eggs and a couple other things. But this Factor thing has been really nice for now, just because it's pre-made meals. I get to eat them, and I'm good to go. And then at work, I usually make sandwiches, so it works out. My food expenses are just that Factor subscription, and then I buy like deli meat. I did also, oh, I remember what the last big purchase I made was. It was a toaster. I bought a toaster because when I got back from vacation, I was sick. And so all I ate was toast for a little bit there, but I didn't have a toaster because I was like, I don't think I need a toaster. But I was sick. So all I wanted to eat was just hot bread with butter on it. So I would toast my bread in the oven. You essentially put the oven at 350 degrees and you put the toast on a little pan and you let it sit there and then you flip it and you got toast in the oven. And then I got unsick, but I would still occasionally make toast for eggs. So I'd still cook it in the oven and I got kind of tired of that. And it also felt like a lot environmentally for me to heat up an entire oven to warm two pieces of bread. So I did bite the bullet and I bought a toaster. Now the nice thing was I earned Kohl's cash, from the place I work, because I shop there, and it was $20 worth, and this toaster was on sale for $19.99, so I basically got the toaster for free. So have a toaster now. That was the last big purchase. But anyway, this factor thing, it's not going to last forever. I already know it. I know I did in college. I did every plate, which was like HelloFresh, but cheaper, and that was good. And the nice thing about that was it gave me portions for two people, so I'd always have leftovers pretty much guaranteed. Where this factor, it's a one person meal. And it feels like it's smaller portioning too. So I know it's not gonna be something I stick with, especially once I get my roommate in here. I don't know if he's ever been on the podcast, but I might have spoken about him before. My one friend John, who I went to high school and middle school with, been good friends with him for a long time. He goes to university in the area, and his lease ends in June, so he's going to be moving in with me when his lease ends, and I think that's when I'm going to stop this factor subscription, and we'll probably negotiate some terms of cooking where we'll have on and off days. I'll cook one night, he'll cook one night. I don't know, but I'm sure something will be figured out, and it'll be nice to have just someone else around. In the place, it'll be nice to, yeah, the big reason why I don't want to cook for myself right now is because having to do that every night seems very exhausting, and I don't want to spend an hour or to an hour and a half prepping and cooking a meal every day when I could pop it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. Now, like I said, once someone else is living with me and I only have to do that once or once, you know, every other day, a little more feasible, and you get some better meals out of it, I would think. And I can explore some more. I do want to explore a little bit with cooking. After Austin, I made that, whatever the dish was, the chicken thigh bacon thing. I did really enjoy cooking that. And I want to kind of experiment with cooking a little more. But yeah, it's going really well. Trying to think what else. What else is going on? Been listening to a lot of new music. What's the Justin Timberlake just dropped an album. It's an hour and 20 minutes. I like the length. I like a longer album. I got to listen to it a couple more times. I'm still kind of forming my opinions on it. Ariana Grande dropped Eternal Sunshine the week or two before this. And that album's great. I love that album. Her new album's very, very good. Eternal Sunshine. Big recommend. I listened to an album called Weatherman by Eddie Benjamin. That's a really fun album too. He's got some fun grooves going on there. Jacob Collier released Jesse Volume 4. Obviously a big fan of Jacob Collier. He is just an incredible music creator. Other than that, I found this artist called Hazlett, H-A-Z-L-E-T-T. Liked their little EP called O Downhill. Kind of similar vibes to Novo Amor, who I've said before is kind of like my guilty pleasure artist because I really, really like them. But I know he's kind of out there and niche. Other than that, Renee Rapp, I listened to some of her stuff since she was in the new Mean Girls. I didn't watch the new Mean Girls, but I was like, oh, I like the Mean Girls song. And then I ended up listening to both her albums. They were very good. Grace Enger, she released a really good album, Well, Here We Are. It was actually released last year, like late last year, but I just discovered her about a month ago and really liked what I found. Other than that, I mean, obviously there's all the singles, but I'm not going to run through all the singles and bore you all to death. But yeah, there's been a lot of good new music. I've I've really enjoyed having some new stuff to turn on, especially since I've been gaming more often, which I didn't play a lot of games for a while there, but now, and it's not just for a long while, it was just I would play League of Legends on my computer, my free-to-play game that I've been playing now for over 10 years. It's probably been 13, 14 years that I've been playing this game. And I always felt kind of guilty because it's a free-to-play game, and I always resort to that one where I've bought games. I've bought $20 games. I've bought $40 games. I've bought $60 games. I've bought a $70 game, and I have no playing time in a good amount of them, and I always resort to playing League of Legends. So I've always kind of felt guilty about that. But I have been playing more games on more of my consoles. So yes, I still play League of Legends. It's just, I guess it's my comfort game. I don't know why, because it's it's not a very comforting game to play. It's a very action-packed game. But I've started playing more games on my PlayStation, which has been cool. I've been playing a little bit more on my Switch. I've been playing a lot of games on Steam and my iPad. One game in particular is called Faster Than Light. Came out a long time ago, but I finally got into it. I knew it was a fun game, and I finally got into it, and I've spent quite a bit of time playing that game. And then I've been playing my Playdate, my little baby console that I have. I've been getting some games on that little guy. It's my little console with a crank. Just look it up. Go to, just type, what's it, like Play. It's one word. It's just one word. It's two words. Never mind. It's play.date, and that's the website. It's just play.date. It's a cute little yellow console. But yeah, I've been playing a wider variety of games, which is nice. So my PlayStation games, I can't play listening to music or podcasts or anything. Because they're either like story-driven games, so I need to be listening to what's going on, or they're multiplayer games, and I'm playing with a friend of mine. I'm playing with John, the one who's going to be moving with me. We've been playing this game. League, I usually listen to music. It's tough for me to listen to podcasts when I'm playing League because there's just so much going on that I kind of, my ears kind of skip parts of the podcast because I'm focused in, and then I have to rewind. So it's not a great game to play for podcasts. Now, the game I've been playing on Steam, FTL, Faster Than Light, that's a good game for podcasts. So I've been listening to some more podcasts again. So yeah, just been doing a whole lot. I've also been reading. Oh yeah, well, obviously I've said it before. I'm in my book club, and the book of January was The Martian, and then the book of February and March is Green Darkness by Anya Seton. 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 I don't like saying Seton. Seton. Something like that. The reason why the Green Darkness is a 2-month book is because it's over 400 pages, and our rule in book club is if it's under 400 pages, it's a month long book. If it's over 400, we're going to stretch it to 2. But that's the book we're reading now. I'm also just reading some other stuff on top of that. The next book, oh, I don't know. There's a lot of next books that I want to get into, so it's always hard for me to pick and choose what I want to do. I've gotten through the first Dune book. By the way, Dune, I'll get into that in a little bit, actually. But I do want to finish Dune Messiah and Children of Dune. I at least want to get the first three books done. I don't know if I'll go past that because there's like 15, 20 books. But the first three I do want to complete. But yeah, speaking of Dune, oh my gosh. Dune Part 2 is an incredible film. Oh, I've seen it twice, and it is just, it's stunning. It visually, that is a movie that, I mean, it took, I don't even have words. It's such an incredible viewing experience, and the story is incredible. The action is incredible. The Hans Zimmer killed it again with the soundtrack. I mean, it's an altogether, it's a pack-a-punch of a movie, and this is one of those movies. Dune Part 2 is a movie, I think, that hopefully for the industry shows that taking your time with a film and doing things practically and really not, I guess, rushing a movie out for Hollywood. I think this is a movie that kind of proves you can invest into a movie like Dune Part 2. And it can succeed because it's doing incredible at the box office as well. I think Oppenheimer, Chris Nolan's Oppenheimer was another example of that, and Oppenheimer won a ton of Oscars. Speaking of the Oscars, Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken performance, well, oh, I loved it. That was so funny. My favorite, I watched a lot of the Oscars clips. I didn't watch it live, but that Ryan Gosling's I'm Just Ken performance is perfection. Dana DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger going up to, I don't know, they were going to announce a category, but they did a whole little like Batman thing with Michael Keaton in the crowd. That was a hilarious clip. And then John Mulaney did a little bit where he was presenting a category. I think it was, what was the, he talked about Field of Dreams essentially for a minute and a half, but that was incredible. And John Mulaney, and people have already been saying it, he needs to host the Oscars next year, and I agree, because Jimmy Kimmel just isn't doing it anymore. I do not like Jimmy Kimmel. He's not, and what I've heard is like Jimmy Kimmel's the safe bet, and he is, I guess, but he's not funny really. He did this run-on joke with Robert Downey Jr. about how he used to do drugs, and I'm like, that's a low blow. And then it was one of those things where he did it, and initially he was like, oh yeah, this is RDJ's like one of his highest points of his career, or like his highest point of his career, and he's like, oh well, one of his highest. And it cut to RDJ, and he kind of made, you know, played along, did like a double tap on the nose, and it, you know, it was okay. And then Kimmel just continues like, now was that a double tap for You Want More or something like that. It was just bad. And then he made up, I don't like Jimmy Kimmel that much as a host, and I think John Mulaney, within that minute and 30 that he had, kind of proved why he deserves the role next year. So we'll see. It's kind of like how I love Ricky Gervais for the Golden Globes. If you ever watch those compilations, he hosted it probably 5 times, and he is brutal. He is hilarious. Do love me some Ricky Gervais. But yeah, the Oscars, they were fun. Other movies that I have seen, because I did talk about Dune Part 2. Let me pull up my list. I watched Arthur the King, which is the true story with Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, my boy, about him being like an all, what are they called? An all-terrain athlete, where they do like the five-day thing through the mountains and rowing, and a dog shows up. Pretty good film. Really enjoyed that. I watched Drive Away Dolls, which was, it was okay. It was an okay movie. I don't need to buy it. The only movie so far that I've talked about that I do plan on buying on 4K is Dune Part 2. Saw Madam Web. That was awful. I would not recommend it. I saw Argyle, which was kind of a disappointing movie. It was made by the guy who made the Kingsman films, and I really liked the first Kingsman and the second one. That movie, Argyle, just kind of fell flat. I watched Lisa Frankenstein, which is a rom-com, and I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. It was a fun little, I don't watch a lot of rom-coms, but that was, it was a unique take, and it kind of had my attention beginning to end. I watched Anyone But You, which was another rom-com, also pretty good. I liked Lisa Frankenstein more, but they were both enjoyable. I don't know if I'd buy any of them on Blu-ray, but, oh, Cole Sprouse was in the one from Suite Life of Zack and Cody. He was in Lisa Frankenstein. I watched The Beekeeper with Jason Statham, which was just a fun, like, beat 'em up John Wick style film. That one was pretty good. I watched The Boys in the Boat, which was a true story about the rowing team who went to Nazi Germany during the Olympics to row while Hitler was there, and just the story of how that team came to be from the Washington Huskies. That was a good film. I love true story films, so usually when I watch one, I'm usually pleased with them. I watched Poor Things featuring Emma Stone and Mark Ruffalo. That one won a couple of Oscars. That film was a lot to take in. Just a brief overview. It's about this girl who, like a 30, an Emma Stone age person, however, Emma Stone's probably in her 30s, who got a child's brain implanted into them because they died and the baby died. So the baby brain got put into their brain. It took me like 45 minutes to even like catch on to what was going on with the directing style. But by the end of the film, everything kind of circled around and concluded pretty solidly. So I did enjoy the film overall, and it was a really good watch. It's also a film that not a lot of people, I think, will like, just your average moviegoer. I actually saw two people walk out of the film like 25, 30 minutes in. So it's not a film for everybody. It's a very niche kind of critics movie, but I enjoyed it. And then the most recent movie I watched was The American Society of Magical Negroes, which was another rom-com. Been seeing a lot of rom-coms. This one was fun. It sadly is rated like a 3.4 on IMDb, which I don't think it deserves. It was an enjoyable film. I enjoyed watching it. Just a good little magic comedy thing. The next movie I'm watching is Ghostbusters. I'm actually excited for Ghostbusters. Bill Murray's back in it, and Paul Rudd, Patton Oswalt. Should be a good film. But yeah, out of all those movies I just talked about, the only ones I'd probably buy on DVD would be Dune Part 2. And I actually think that's it. Yeah, I usually rate, like, if I really, really like a movie, I'd buy it on Blu-ray or 4K. And I think so far, Dune Part 2 is the only one I'd actually buy. Maybe Lisa Frankenstein. I did enjoy Lisa Frankenstein, and I think my sister would enjoy watching that one. Anyway, I've done it all. I've talked about movies. I've talked about music. I've talked about what's going on. TV-wise, I'm watching Abbott Elementary. That's getting released weekly right now. Season 3, it's still just as incredible. Invincible just started releasing part 2 of their second season. That's been very good. Other than that, I don't think there's like a whole lot there. Yeah, nope, that's it. That's it. I'm done. I've talked my heart out. It's a whole lot harder to record solo for a long period of time. You know, Connor and I can do an episode for an hour to an hour and a half even. And it's very easy. But when it's just me or when it's just Connor, it's a whole lot more difficult because you run out of breath. You run out of things to talk about. I mean, I could talk about things for another. I could go on. I'm just not going to do that to you, the listener. Because I also talk a lot quicker on my own. So I get so much content flow where normally there's pauses and breaks between Connor and I. So it's just for me, I'm just like info dumping, data dumping on you. Anyway, that's it. We are wrapped up for this week. I hope you guys enjoy listening. Like I said, I'm happy to be back making the show again. Wish me luck for the wings. We'll see how I do. Oh, I'm kind of worried. I'm really worried after I read that $2.5 million compared to my Tabasco at 5,000. That's a lot. That's a big jump. Okay. Yeah. You all have a lovely, lovely day, night, week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.